Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say we are here. Using the Mishnah Elucidated, the Shatanstein edition, the phrase-by-phrase translation and commentary from Art School, the book family edition. Get yours today at artschool.com to follow us along in Maseches Avos. We are in Chapter 1, Paragraph 12, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Bet here in Season 6. Hillel and Shammai now come to two of the most famous sages and Zakenim and wise people in Pirkei Avos. Hillel and Shammai have awesome statements along all the other awesome statements in Pirkei Avos. So Hillel and Shammai received the tradition from them, and we read the Hebrew first. Hillel Omer, Heve Tamid, made Tamid of Shal Aharon, Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, Ohev Es Habrios, Umekarvan Latorah. Hillel and Shammai received the tradition from them, from whom? We will see in a minute. Hillel says, be from the students of Aharon, the brother of Moshe, the first Kohen Gadol, who was a lover of peace and a pursuer of peace, who loved people and brought them closer to the Torah. Many times, oftentimes, there are many people in life, many difficult and hard people to deal with and to interact with, especially at work, especially in life. How can we deal with that? How can we set aside ourselves to be involved in only peace? So they say, be a lover of peace, a pursuer of peace, who loved people and brought them closer to the Torah. Sometimes we have to bring people closer to the Torah to understand how to have the peace, and we have to bring peace in our towns, in our communities, at work, also bringing Torah and bringing different aspects to them in their life. Hillel and Shammai studied under Shemaiah and Avtalion and eventually took over the positions of Nasi and Av Beis Din, though not immediately after the deaths of their teachers, as Pesachim and Chagiga points out. He not only loved the idea of peace, but he would go out of his way to make peace in the world at large, as Rabbi Yonah points out. When Aaron heard that two people were fighting, he would go to each one separately and say to him, your friend feels very badly that he wronged you. He sent me to ask you to forgive him. Although the friend had not said anything of the sort, one is allowed to misrepresent the truth under certain conditions for the sake of peace. The next time these two met, they would hug each other and make up, since each thought that the other had admitted to being at fault and had asked for forgiveness. Aaron used love as a way of bringing people close to the observance of the Torah. When he heard that someone had sinned, he would go out of his way to show that person a great deal of love and friendship. The sinner would feel ashamed and say to himself, if that righteous person only knew about my sins, he would have nothing to do with me. This would motivate him to change in order to be worthy of Aaron's friendship, as Rav points out. Of course, it has to be people that are open to the idea of reconciliation, people that are open to the idea of understanding any wrongs that they have committed, of any evil they have committed or wrote or said or did to other people. They have to be receptive in the first place for this to work. If a person is not receptive, if a person is too stubborn or doesn't see the error of their ways, it won't work. Aaron would go and understand each side and make it work out for the people, especially two friends, especially husband and wife. In general, that's what he would do. That's why it talks about when Aharon passed away, a different verbiage, a different wording is used than when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. When Aharon passed away, I believe it said Kol Beis Yisrael, or something like that, all of the house of all of Israel would mourn him, because Aharon was involved in peace for everyone, especially the men and the women, especially men and wives. And when it came to Moshe passing away, I think it said something like Ish Yisrael, or the men of Israel were involved, because he would teach them mostly the Torah, but Aaron was involved in bringing everyone, and the whole community, the whole congregation, the whole Bnei Yisrael felt the loss. So at work, or in town, or in shul, if you're seeing people involved in disputes, Yankel and Moshe involved over a dispute in their business, and you know that at the crux of it there could be a way to bring them reconciliation, maybe try to be like an Aaron in your life, at your work, in your town. Try to be like an Aaron involved in these kind of things to bring wonderful aspects to the world every single day. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of using the name, using Hashem's name properly, increasing Torah in the world properly, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.